Good afternoon. So last time we talked about how virtual memory worked. We mentioned that we needed to have this mapping from virtual addresses, which would be the addresses our programs see, to physical addresses, the actual addresses on the machine. And this mapping would be controlled by the operating system, one of the things we change when we switch from running one process to another. And virtual memory is sort of the most common mechanism today for doing this. And in virtual memory, we divide memory up into pages, and we have these things called page tables, which map virtual page numbers to physical page numbers, and also, it turns out, provide a little extra metadata about what a process can do with those pages. And we learn that, well, our pages are actually not that big, so we need to store page tables, which can be pretty large, and we're going to store them in memory, and we're also going to have them have this sort of hierarchical structure, so when we aren't using most of the virtual pages, we don't need to store every single entry in our page table that could possibly be present. So in a two-level page scheme, we saw that we have sort of a fixed number of entries at tables at each level, so we have first-level page tables and second level page tables, and we use the first part of the virtual page number, the most significant bits, to index into the first level table, and we use that first level table to find the second level table. You know, use that entry and that index in the first level table to find the whole second level table for a whole range of virtual page numbers, and we look up in there using the least significant bits of our virtual page number to find the index in there and go get a page table entry which tells us the actual place where the code or data that the user program is trying to access is, or tells us that it's invalid. And we show the example of two-level page tables, which is what XV6 uses on 32-bit XV6. This can be generalized to more than two levels, but that isn't something we're going to deal with directly in this class, but the same principles apply. We just divide up our virtual page number into more pieces, use the first piece in the first level to get the second level, use the second piece in the second level to get the third level if we have one, and so on. So questions about things we covered last time? Yes?
So does it taste that, like, instead of storing these like dictionaries in memory, it's just there are like dictionaries and the system knows like, okay, well, I know where it starts and I know like how wide each entry is, so I can just multiply up and find where the one I want is, and then, or is it actually stored like a dictionary where I know my virtual page number and I look it up to find where
it is? So the question is the storage of this like an array or like a dictionary? So it's like an array, and we're computing indices into the array based on the virtual page number. And an array index is, as we described, we know from the index how far to go from the beginning, just like an array lookup would work in C or similar. Okay, yes? The commands, you mean, these,
Yeah. We
are going to talk about them as our first topic today. Okay. Other? Yes, back there? Sorry? Can I talk about the last two questions on the quiz? Okay. So, question four on the quiz, you were told for question four and five that, oh, we have a program with this particular memory layout, so it has its code located at one place, its data located at another, and its stack located at another. And if you looked at those addresses, they amounted to 32 kilobytes of data the program could data or code or stack the program could access. And the first question was, if we're using the x86 32-bit page table layout that we learned that XV6 uses, how many first or second level page tables does the program have? And the way we'd figure this out is we'd say, okay, so the addresses we were told we had 0x0 through 0x3FF, and this is maps to virtual page numbers 0 through 3 inclusive. We can tell that because the virtual page number is the what we get when we remove the least significant 12 bits of the address. So it's 0 through 3. And if we think of how this is laid out in our two-level page table, well, we're going to have a first-level page table, which this is sort of the going to be pointed to by a special register. And that's going to have entries that point to the second-level page table. Our second-level page table covers in 2 to the 10 pages, because we have 2 to the 10 entries in 32-bit x86, the way it works, that this ends up being, because of the design the processor chose, this is 2 to the 10 entries. And this here is 2 to the 10 entries. So we find out that the way that's laid out, that for our 0 through 3FF and 4 through 5FF, these ranges of addresses we were told were accessible, that we're going to figure out where the actual physical memory for them is by looking at the first entry in the first level page table, and then looking at one of these first 6 entries here, depending on which virtual page number in particular we're accessing. So that tells us that for the addresses 0 through 5FFF, we need to have a first level table and the second level table. Notice that the second level table has a whole bunch of entries here that we aren't using, but we still need to allocate a whole second level table, because if the process, say, tries to access, you know, this virtual page number, the processor is going to look there, and we need the processor to know there's nothing, it's invalid. And we need to have an entry which is marked as not present, not valid, so the processor knows that. We are also told that the processor had its stack allocated at address 7FFE000 through 7FFF, which corresponds to these two virtual page numbers here. And to access those page table entries, we need to allocate the whole second level table that is going to contain the entries for those virtual page numbers. And we need to have a pointer to it in the first level table. But we already have allocated the first level table for these virtual page numbers 0 through 5. And sort of showing more of the work, I should have plus same 4. That I look at the ranges that were specified and I say, oh, this range, the first 10 bits is always 0, so that's index 0 of the first level. And in the second level, it's indexes 0 through 3 because it's the second 10 bits are 0 through 3 of that virtual page number range. 4 through 5 through the second range. And for the third range, I find out the first 10 bits are 3, 1. So this is a different index in the first level, which means a different second level table than the first set of addresses. So a different second level table than 0x0 through 0x5. Okay, so questions? Yes?
Why are those all like 5 x-rays entries and not like upgrade to the system? Why don't we, or is it just
So question is, why did I write 5 hex radits here? It's our page on 32-bit x86. What we have our 32-bit address, and we have a 12-bit page offset, which means the virtual page number is 20 bits. So I'm writing out something matches all the 20 bits, so it ends up looking nice and neat at the bottom here when I have everything set. Yes?
So if you have hypothetically 3 VPNs, how do you split between
If I have, if I have three parts of my VPN, so I have a three-level lookup instead of a two-level lookup, you would need to be, in general, you're going to need to be told sort of how big the tables are. So in lecture and in the XV6 documentation, we told you, oh, for 32-bit x86, they've chosen to have two tables of equal size. And that's why we know we're 10 bits for the first level, 10 bits for the second level. That's something the processor manufacturer chose. And the processor manufacturer could have made a different choice. And if we have three or four levels, you know, sometimes you'll need to know, you'll need to like read the documentation to figure out what the choice was. So, but they have to choose, but whoever makes the processor needs to choose how to split up the address because they're implementing the lookup.
So the processor could have chosen to split while they wanted to?
So the processor could have, for example, the processor could have chosen instead of having it, the 20 bits split up into 10 and 10, they could have said, oh, we're gonna make the first level tables half the size. So we're gonna split it up 9 and 11. They could have done that if they wanted to, but they made a different design decision. Yes?
So can you explain again why the 0, 3, 3FF and 4005FF are in the same table?
So can I explain why these first ranges turn out to the same page table? So if we remember, so we have our 32-bit address. And remember, we split up our address, we have a page offset. So the page offset is where in a page we are. And if we look at these addresses, the sort of FFF part to 0 part maps to there. And if we look at the sort of 3 part here, 0 part, I'm just doing the first range. You know, this VPN ranges from 0 to 3. And if I consider having my VPN part 2 and VPN part 1, like the VPN part 2 ranges from 0 to 3, and the VPN part 1, in this case, is always 0. But I just looked at how the ranges map to that, how I divide up the address to figure that out. Yes?
Why doesn't that second entry have to range from like 0x400 to 0x8 in order to be the same size as 0x0 to 0x3?
So the question is, why doesn't... So the question is, your question is that this range of addresses, the second one, is smaller than this. So why doesn't it account for a different amount of storage? So if we look at the page table layout, what happened is I needed to allocate, for the first range, I needed to allocate a first level page table entry and 4 entries in the second level table. For the second range, I needed to have this first level page table entry, but I already counted it. And I need to allocate 2 more second level table entries. But we aren't actually counting, in the question, the number of entries. We're just counting the number of tables. So if I think of how many tables I have, well, I have this second level table I need. And adding the second range didn't change that. Like I just said, I need this first level entry to point to the second level table. It's already there. So it didn't change anything because the first part of the virtual page number happened to match. We saw with that last range it didn't, that's why we had a new table we needed to count. Does that answer your question? Yes?
Why do we need 4 entries?
Why do we need 4 entries for the first, for this range 0 to 3.5? So, I copied this wrong, I'm sorry. So this is supposed to be, it was 3 Fs, so this ends up being 4 whole pages. And it's 4 whole pages because 100 is 2 to the 12, which is 1 page, and we have 4 times that. Yes?
Why do we have 2 second level tables?
So why do we have...
I think that we have 2 second level tables.
Yes, question, why do we have 2 second level tables? Because we also have to deal with this range here. and this range of addresses didn't use this same entry here, right? It wasn't, the virtual page numbers weren't part of this range here. So we couldn't use the same second level table for them. Because that first second level table is only these lower virtual page numbers. It doesn't have space, it ends before we get any further. So we need another table to have any of the higher virtual page numbers. Does that answer your question? So the question, what does it mean when I've marked things as blue here? So I'm marking as blue the entries which would be marked as present or valid. So everything that's not marked as blue is going to be allocated. We're going to have space for it, but it's not going to be marked as present or valid. Does that answer your question? Yes?
I thought each page number had to correspond with a fixed size, like 2 to 10 bit second level table. So how is it that like that second range, it almost feels like we're allocating space within the first page number entries fixed size for the second number
page? So your first part of your question, I thought each page number had to correspond to a fixed size second level table. So each virtual page number has a single entry in a second level page table. And we have that here with these entries for 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on. It turns out we don't need all the entries allocated for pages that are invalid. In particular, when we have a whole giant range of pages that are invalid, we don't allocate a second level table for them at all. When we can do that. But because I allocated a second level table to store the entry for 0, the way the split tables work, I have to allocate this whole table. And a second level table, in the case of 32-bit x86, stores 2 to the 10 entries, no matter what. So I ended up allocating space for 2 to the 10 entries, that one table. And fortunately, it happened that I used some of the other entries, so I didn't waste a whole lot of space. Does that answer your question? Okay, other questions? Okay, so probably should also go over question 5. So question 5 was asking about the numerical value of the first level page table entry. In particular, if we think of this diagram, so it was asking for the value of this entry, which was used in looking up this entry, but that's not, this entry here. But we didn't actually care about this entry because we were only asking for what the value in the first level was. And we were told where the second level page table entry's address was. And we know that the way that was computed is that we took some base address we found using the first level page table entry and added the index. And the index was based on the virtual page number's last 10 bits, which happened to be 4 in the example, multiplied by 4, the number of bytes per entry, and we got 7010. And if we solve for the base address, we get that it was 700, which is the beginning of physical page number 7. So we know that the first level page table entry, well, it's going to contain a physical page number of the second level table and some flags. And the way they're laid out in 32-bit x86 is the physical page number is the top 20 bits of that entry, and the flags are the bottom 12 bits. So we could infer from that it must be one of the 7 and some other values answers. And there were a few of them. And we also knew that the present bit was the least significant bit, the valid bit. And we know that since we found an actual second level page table, it must have been marked as present. So we could eliminate the answers. We shouldn't have the least significant bit set, because those would be invalid. If we tried to do that lookup, we'd get a page fault instead. So, and it ended up being the only none of the above answer that was possible was 7007. If you went through the diagram we showed you of what the flags were. You'd find out this had the present, writable, and user mode flags, so it's definitely something which could have worked for this program. Yes?
Isn't the address offset by 12 bits, so if we are considering the flags, it would be something like 0x0770, then the flags rather than just 70.
So question, isn't the address offset by 12 bits?
Yeah.
So 12 bits is 4 hex radits. 12 bits is 4 hex digits, radits, right? Because each hex digit is 4 bits, right?
Wait, I'm not
sure. So that's what I was trying to represent here, is that these three question marks are representing those 12 unknown bits. Is that?
Okay.
And because I believe your question was, isn't it offset by 12 bits? Yes, so that's, I'm trying to represent that, those 12 bits with those question marks there. Yes? How do I get from this physical address 700 to the physical page number? I know that my physical address, I can divide up into a physical page number and a page offset. And I know the page offset is 12 bits because we have 4 kilobyte pages. So remember when we decided to divide up memory into fixed size pages, we chose a power of 2 because that let us sort of chop off the lower bits to get the page number, and we're using that trick here. Yes?
Follow up, how do you get 7,000 for the physical
address? How did I get 7,000 for the physical address? I was solving that the base address plus 4, the virtual page number part 2, times 4, the size of a page table entry was 7010, where 7010 was a number I was given in the question, which was the location of the second level page table entry, another way of putting it is I was told where this page table entry was, and so I worked backwards to compute where the beginning of the page table was. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Question, what does it mean to have writable and user mode flags? So when you were doing an access to a page table, the processor is going to look at the flags, and it's going to disallow the access if the flags don't match the type of access you're trying to do. So in particular, if you're trying to do a write and it's not marked as writable, that's going to be disallowed. If you're trying to access it outside of kernel mode and it's not marked as user mode okay, that's also not going to be allowed. And by not allowed, I mean the processor is going to trigger an exception and ask the OS to handle it. Yes?
What's the difference between the base address, or the physical address, and the first level page table entry?
Question, what's the difference between the physical address and the first level page table entry? So the first level page table entry has some extra flags. In this case, we learned they're present, writable, and user mode, in addition to the physical address being encoded there. And most importantly, if we don't have the present flag, the processor wouldn't have a way of distinguishing first level page table entries that point to nothing versus first level page table entries that point to something that might happen to be like 0 or something like that. Does that answer your question?
I guess I just don't understand the terminology over here. What does physical address and then first level page table entry?
So a physical address is an address that isn't translated through a page table. So I'm just saying it's a physical address because we know the processor accesses it without going through a page table, because doing a page table to access a page table entry would be a little much. And the page table entry includes that physical address and some other information. Other questions? Yes. So the question is how I get 7 for page number. So this is the physical page number and the physical address of this is all addresses of the second level table. So these are not the final addresses. This is part of the middle of that lookup process. So you're correct that, yes, we don't have the final data. But this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about what goes on in the middle of the process to find that data. And we have addresses in the middle of there that aren't addresses that the program ever gets to use directly, but which are something the processor and the OS need to know about. Does that answer your question? So we use these addresses to look something up to find the final address you were concerned about. Yes?
Is this a value written as the physical address 5,000?
Is this a value written at the physical address 5,000? Yes. So if we retrieve an integer from that address, we will read something like 7007. Yes? Question, I've written out four hex digits. Is there a leading zero? So this is a 32-bit number. I just haven't written out all the leading zeros because that would be extra space on my slides.
But there would be just one leading zero.
No, this is a 32-bit number because this is the 32-bit integer that's stored in that array of page table entries. Remember that we need to store the 20 bits plus the flags. So it's 32 bits. Yes?
So is the whole process like as the following? First, you have the value 4547 to look up. And then you go to the first page table, which is basically 5,000 base address. And then when you look into 5,000, you find the base value 7007. And then 7 is basically the base address for the base address for the second table. And then you basically concatenate that with the leading 4 in the original value. And then you get the physical address. And the physical address contains 547 will be the...
So the question is the process that we take our virtual address 4547, look up first our in our first level page table at 5,000 to get this number, yes. And we use this number to get the location of the second level table, which is 7000, and we concatenate that with the rest of the virtual page number we haven't used, which is 4, and then we finally get the entry you look up there. Yes. Okay. Other questions? Yes.
It's possible that you get 7001 for the physical address.
So would 7001 also be possible? So if we had 7001, it couldn't be accessed in user mode, so that would be a problem.
Don't you have to get it from shifting function from 7?
So 7001 would be a valid page table entry, which would indicate, but the problem is that because the user mode bit wasn't set, when the processor saw that being accessed outside of kernel mode, it would cause an exception.
How does that relate to user mode?
How does that relate to what?
User mode.
How does that relate to user mode? So one of the things the processor does is it checks that the access that you're doing using a page table entry matches the flags. And this is a way that the operating system can, for example, make memory that the OS can access that cannot be accessed from YAML programs. And the way the operating system does that is it turns the user mode flag off on those page table entries. So if it was 7001, with the user mode flag off, the processor would say, oh, the OS doesn't want normal programs to access this, only the kernel. And it would cause an exception. Okay, so let's get to our topic on manipulating page tables some more, which is why I was willing to spend a bunch of time going over that. So there's a bunch of functions in XV6. Let's start by talking about walkPageDir. So walkPageDir is a function which takes a page directory, which remember is a first level page table. Table and a virtual address, meaning a program address, and a Boolean, and it returns a pointer to a second level page table. So how does this work? We take our first level page table, and remember that our page table entries are these just 32-bit numbers. So we do an array lookup using the index. PDX is the first 10 bits of VA. We do an array lookup there to get the first level page table entry. And we actually get a pointer to it. And then there are two cases. So we check the present flag of that pointer. So the present flag indicates if it's valid or not, if there's something there. And if it's present, we extract the address from that first level page table entry, and we convert it to a virtual address we can use in the kernel. So remember, P2V was choosing a kernel virtual address. So one of them in that sort of one-to-one map range that we mapped 8000 to 0, 8001 to 1, and so on. So we can conveniently take a particular physical address we find in a page table and read and write it, even though we, in the kernel, we're always accessing virtual addresses. So we get a pointer to the page table. And then we retrieve a pointer to the particular entry of that page table that we're concerned about. So questions about the operation of this function in the case where the first level page table entry is invalid? Yes? Question, why would you use P2V? We can't dereference a pointer that's a physical address. In the kernel, we only deal with virtual addresses when we're accessing memory because we have this mapping that's always in effect. So every time I have a pointer dereferenced in the kernel, it uses the page tables. So I need to supply a virtual address in order to dereference a pointer or access an array. So that's why we need a virtual address. Remember that we're choosing a virtual address that's one of those one-to-one mapped addresses.
Did not keep that.
So if you remember, we talked about, we had our overall memory, we had like the user part and the kernel part, and we had physical memory, and we had this one-to-one mapping of the kernel memory to physical addresses. So we're taking advantage of that to be able to actually access the values, even though whenever we access something, it has to be in a page table. Yes? Question is, our point is to return a physical address? No. So this function is returning a virtual address so we can access that page table entry and change it or read it. Yes? Can I explain the inputs again? So we have a pointer to our first level page table, the address we want to look up a page table entry for, and a flag I'll talk about later. What's the difference between the address we put in and the return value? The address the program would be accessing, and we want to know what's the second level page table that would be used for that access. And return a pointer to the second level page table entry that would be used for that access of that address. Yes, back there.
Can you explain what PDX,
VA are? So PDX, this is the first 10 bits. We saw this macro earlier, but wasn't so important then. This is the second 10 bits. So those extract different parts of the address to do the page table lookup.
Like address, like the virtual
address? Of VA, of what address you're saying? Of VA.
Yeah.
Yes, which is the address we're looking at. Yes. Sorry, do I have a second level page table for each entry in the second level, in the first level table? No, because, and that's why we're checking this here. So the present bit, which we learned is the least significant bit of the first level page table entries, tells us whether there's a second level page table entry allocated for that range of virtual page numbers.
Okay.
and we're only returning a value when it's there. I'll talk about what happens when it's not in this function in a minute. Yes?
Is that if transposition, like what is PT underscore P?
What is PT underscore P? This is the present flag. So this is the present flag. So it's one of those flag bits that's in the lower part of the page table entry that I not. Yes, which I definitely showed last time, but don't have the slide handy right now. Yes, so it's one of the flag bits, and it's particularly it's the valid bit we talked about earlier.
So is that value like set automatically when you extract the page table entry?
So the question is this value set automatically? No. So the page tables turn out to be set up entirely by the OS. So the S has set that value if it's allocated a second level table, and it's left that bit clear if it hasn't. Yes?
When you say pointer in virtual address.
When I say pointer, in what case?
In this case, you're
when I say pointer, do I mean virtual address? Yes, because that's what all our pointers are in the kernel. Remember, our convention is that we're going to use an integer to represent physical addresses. So this pointer is the virtual address that we're doing the lookup for. So it's the address the program would try to access. And this pointer is the first level page table. And it's as a virtual address, yes. So we have it's presumably a kernel virtual address that can access that page table. Because we have no way of accessing a physical address like an array, we have to use virtual addresses. How do I know what the virtual address I'm passing in is? What do you mean? How do I know what VA is?
Yeah.
It's going to you depend on where we use this function. We'll see several examples later. Yes, back there. Can I explain the syntax of the present flag? So PTEP, okay, so this is a bitwise AND, which does an AND of the least significant bit of its left-hand side with the least significant bit of its right-hand side, second least significant bit of both, third least significant bit of both, and so on to produce its result as a number. And the present flag here is the constant 1. So what's going to end up happening is that if the least significant bit of star PDE is 1, we're going to get a 1, otherwise we're going to get a 0. Does that answer your question? Yes.
So, just not understanding those, what is the virtual address?
Question, what is this virtual address?
You just imagine that you can translate the physical address that points to where you should look at the second level.
So, this is a virtual address the program could access. So, we'll have uses for this function, and we'll have different cases for where we get the virtual address. But an example would be if we want to know, you know, if the program's trying to access, you know, code at some address, where is that code, where is the page table entry for that? This is how we find that out. Yes?
So this function actually takes an entry in the first level page table, the entry in the second level.
Question, this function takes an entry in the first level page table. It takes the address of the first level page table, the beginning of the table, and gives you an entry in the second level table. So the question is, this address here the address of a specific entry of the first level table? No, this is the address of the beginning of the table.
Then, like, how do we know like which entry should our second level table? Like, we have a three page lookup, like, we take an entry from the first level table, and then we go where that entry should go to the second level table.
So the question is, how do we find the indices in the tables? We are doing that using bits, different parts of the virtual address. And that's what this PDX and PTX functions do. They just extract different parts of the virtual address to get an array index that we use in the first and second level. Other questions? Yes. So the question is, if I wanted to use this to find the physical location of some of the program's data, I would get an entry and then use something on that, yes. And what I'd use would be PTE adder. on the return value, just kind of like PTE adders using on PTE here. I could use something similar on the return value of this function if I went to the physical location of part of a program's memory. Yes?
Does the entry in the second level table consist of anything besides the address?
Does the entry in the second level table consist of anything besides the address? It also has some flags, including at least the present bit. Yes?
Can you just explain one more time what's happening on the line in the if statement?
Yeah. In the if statement? So the if statement is just is checking the valid bit.
Not in the...
This line.
Yeah.
So this line is, we have a physical, we're getting the physical page number from the first level that gives us the beginning of the second level table, and we are, and so that's what we're, that's just doing this operation here. We're just getting a pointer to the second level table, so later on we can use it to extract the actual entry we want. Yes?
So what does PDX do?
What does PDX do? It's the first 10 bits. Which is what we use to look up in the first level table. Yes?
This is done by software, not hardware?
So the question, is this done by software, not hardware? So this is software code that's imitating the hardware lookup. Because we're going to need to do that in our OS a whole bunch of times. Yes? The question is, to look up the particular first level entry?
I don't know if we want to add a base register type of entry.
So the question is, where are we taking care of the base time size of entry? So that's being done in these array lookups. So this array lookup takes a base address, the page directory, an index, this PDX of VA, and because array lookups take into account that our arrays aren't single bytes things, the compiler is going to generate code that handles the time size of entry part. And the same is true in the final array lookup down here.
So the address of the array is the base address?
Question, the address of the array is the base address we saw in the lookups? Yes.
Where is the multiplying for?
Question, where is the multiplying for? That is part of the array lookup. Because the array is an array of 4-byte values, the compiler is going to multiply by 4.
Which line is that?
That's both of these array lookups are doing that. This array lookup I have highlighted here, and this array lookup here. Yes? Question, is this something from the standard library? This is part of the x86 source code. So, yeah, this is... So in homework, you're not going to implement this, but you are very likely to call it. Which is why I'm talking about how it works, because if you don't know what this function does, you won't be calling it correctly. Okay, so I talked about functions. So there's one other part of this function, which is what happens if I look up in the first level and there's nothing there? Or rather, it's marked as not valid, right? There's something there, but it's marked as not valid. In that case, this function has two modes, and it depends on this flag here. If this flag is 0, then we're going to return null. If this flag is 1, it allocates a new second level page table. So here's the code for that. So it returns null, or tries to allocate, and the allocation could fail. And the allocation is done with kalloc, which always allocates 1 page, and it returns the kernel virtual address for that page. So this allocates a new page table, assuming we asked to do that with the alloc flag, and then it sets it to all zeros, and this means that all the valid bits are 0, so all the entries in there are set up in a way where it's not going to cause problems, and then we make a new entry in the first level table. So remember, PDE is a pointer to a first level page table entry, and we set it to the physical address that we just allocated. Remember, we got a virtual address from kalloc, so we need to convert that back to a physical one for the processor. And we set the present flag, the writable flag, and the user mode flag, so we can use that for writing and for user mode accesses If we want to restrict writable and user write accesses, we'll do that at some other place. So questions? Yes. Yeah.
So when you want to create a second level page table, you have to create a first level page entry for the second level page table?
Question, when I want to create a second level page table, I have to create a first level entry for it. I need a first level entry that points to it, and that's what this is setting up. And it doesn't point to it. It's not a normal pointer. It's a pointer plus these flags, and it's a pointer that specifies a physical address, not a virtual one, which is why we have to do this extra work here of this V2P operation. So we give a physical address to the processor, and also include the flags we want the processor to use when using this page table entry. Yes?
Why do you say you're creating a first level page entry if you're just creating a page table that doesn't writable?
Question, why do I say I'm creating a first level page table entry? So what we're doing with the value here is we're assigning it to, this is a pointer to the first level page table entry. So we are editing the first level page table in addition to allocating the second level. So we're editing the first level table, and because we created a new second level. Yes?
Isn't that virtual page also called the entire function we did, right?
What? So doesn't this VTP do a page table lookup? Is that your concern? So no. So remember, V2P, this is just page tab minus that fixed value. We're taking advantage of the fact that we've chosen in XV6 that we always make the top half of memory map 1-to-1 from virtual to physical addresses, 0 and up. So this doesn't do a page table lookup, and if it did, that would be very annoying. Yeah. Question, why do we need to allocate a second level table? So often, wouldn't it already exist? So no. So remember in our example here, I had a second level table for these VPNs and for these VPNs, but I didn't have anything for anything in the middle. So it might not exist because we haven't needed to use them yet. So for this one, we extract the second level page table. We do, and sometimes what we extract doesn't pass the test for being actually filled when we start the first level, I should say. Because you can call this function, and probably will, with addresses which aren't used yet. Yes? What the question is, what's the return of the function? So if we go back to the code here, when we create the second level page table, we're going to still return entry in it. So in either case, we're returning a second level page table entry. Other questions? Yeah.
So you generate a physical address of the second level page table, you identify the writable and user bits, and then you edit the first level page entry to include that new second level page table, but you also allocate that page table. So where exactly are you allocating it? Because it looks like you're just...
Question is, where am I allocating the page table? That is done in the if statement. Yes, this is not code style I would recommend.
Yeah.
That's called a k-alloc here. So if it doesn't allocate it, it returns 0. But yeah, that is where the allocation happens in the if statement. Yes, I don't recommend that style, but that's what they chose to do. Okay. And so we saw that we have these permission flags that are set on the entries. So XV6 just always sets the first level to have all the permissions enabled. but we'll see that they might be disabled in the second level. So for example, we talked about, oh, the kernel part of memory isn't accessible by user programs. XP6 is going to enforce that by making all the second level entries have those flags set in a way that does that. Okay, so we talked about walk page dir, which is the most important of these functions, because we're going to find out that all these other functions here are basically just calling walk page dir in a loop. So map pages sets a range of page table entries. So we give it a first level page table, we give it a starting virtual address, and a size, and a starting physical address, and the permissions to set. And it's going to set page table entries for size bytes, starting at that virtual address, pointing to that physical address. So how does it work? We just have a loop. We start at A, we do some rounding to round to the beginning of a page, because the addresses we get might be in the middle of a page. And we just have a loop where we look up a page table entry, we make sure that it's not already mapped, and then we set it up to point to a new physical address, and then we increment the physical and virtual address we're dealing with by one page. So questions on this function? Sorry? The question, what's the double semicolon in the for? This is another way of writing while true. Yes. Question, do we set all entries in a range, not just an entry? Yes, we compute this last value, and we keep setting entries until A equals last, incrementing each time. Yes. So the question, the virtual address points to one thing? Yes. So this virtual address is going to give us one particular entry. So each time through this loop, we're going to find one particular entry. Remember that entries for a whole page, which is why we're incrementing by page size. And in the function, we specify a total size we want to allocate, which could be more than one page. Does that answer your question? So we're in fact setting like that virtual address through that virtual address plus size up, not just one virtual address. Yes. What is this function going to multiply? So this function is going to set page table entries, a whole bunch of them, to point to a particular physical address and consecutive addresses. Yes, question over here. When is the first level page table set up? We will see that function in a bit. Yes? Do they always make them point to the same physical address? No, because the physical address we have kept in this PA variable is incremented each time we go through this loop. So we're pointing to that physical address plus a page after it, plus a page after it, plus a page after it as we're setting page table entries. Yes? The question, is it specified in the parameters? Yes, because the initial value of PA is here. Okay, other questions? Yeah. This question is not going to care about what's in the virtual address. So, okay, so it's only going to care about the virtual address and subsequent addresses? Yes, that's how this function works. Except for that it rounds down the address, as you can see here. It does care, something I'll note, is that this function, XV6, has this assumption that once we set a page table entry, we never reset it. So this function checks that here. I'm noting that in our upcoming homework, this is not going to be true. So you should deal with that in some way when you're doing the homework. Okay, so let's do a little exercise here. So here, let's say this is a subset of the second level page table entries of my program with my VPN that I use to look them up. It's not part of the entry. Their user and writable flags, and their PPN, or whether they're invalid, meaning their valid bit is not set. And I have some questions here. So first, what's the result of these walk page dir calls? And then if I make this map pages call, oh, I forgot, I cut off the last argument. Let's do that PTW or PTEU. If I do that map pages call, what's gonna happen? And our arguments for map pages were VA size PA, where VA size PA. Would like some more time? Okay, can someone tell me, for question one, what should that walk page dir call with 2 and 0 as the arguments, besides the page, first level page table? Anyone? Yeah?
Is it 0x34 or 002?
022? Oh, you're giving me like the exact value.
Oh, yeah.
But it returns a pointer, remember? So this is going to return a pointer, and I think you were reading the 3-4 from here? Yeah, to that page table entry. Which, yes, will probably contain, which if we read it as integer, will probably look something like that. But we didn't ask you to figure that out because you don't have information with it. Questions on how I figured out that I get a pointer to that page table entry? Yes?
Can you explain the exact process?
Can I explain the exact process? So this address 2, this is a virtual page number 0, page offset 2. Virtual page number 0, that's the page table entry for it. So that's what it gets.
Are these 32-bit numbers?
Are these 32-bit numbers? Yes, they're addresses in a 32-bit system. If 2 is a 32-bit number, yes. So address.
So if the page offset is 2, then shouldn't the answer?
So the page offset question, why doesn't the page offset affect the answer? And it's because the page offset doesn't affect the page table lookup. Remember, we only use the page offset after we find out the corresponding physical page number. So it's after we find this page table entry when we use the page offset. Yes. How do I know that the virtual page number is 0? So if I write this out, virtual page number is 0, so if I consider that I have 20 bits of virtual page number and 12 bits of page offset, if I write out all the leading zeros I can, I find out I have all zeros in the virtual page number part. Yes? Sorry, is it always? This question, is the first 20 bits always the virtual page number? Yes, on 32-bit x86, that is chosen by the processor. Okay, other questions? Yeah.
Does it matter that
Question, does it matter that, does it matter that these bits are set? No. That the user and write flag are set? No, it doesn't affect how walk picture works. Yeah?
And how would it change if the third argument
was
one?
How would it change if the third argument one? It would not. Because the third argument only takes effect if we might need to allocate a new net page table. But clearly it's already there because we already have a value for it. So the ones that are invalid, you probably already have that entry. It's only if we don't have the whole table for that region. So that would be like here, like if we were accessing these virtual page numbers, we would need to allocate. But for these ones, we wouldn't, even though many of them are invalid. Okay. Yes. Question, how do I know the address it returns?
Yeah.
I'm not given that information in this question. I only know it points to this page table entry. So I don't have enough information to know what the address of that page table entry is. I know the value of the page table entry, but that's not the address. So this is the value of this, but it's not the address. The address we don't know. We don't know the number. We know there's an address for it. Where does the 7 come from? The 7 is the present plus writable plus user mode bits or together. So that 7 was part of the answer for the quiz, which is the only reason I remembered it. But there's not that information to compute that on this slide. You would have to look up what the flags are and figure it out. In general, in XV6 code, we're just going to use constants for them, which like what we saw here, this PTEP is a constant for the present flag. Yes, over there.
Aren't you using the entries of the second page table to find the address of the second page table?
Question, aren't I using the entries of the second level page table to find the address? No. So WalkPageTer gets the address of the second level page table, and it's done. It doesn't do anything with it. If we're doing anything with it, that's done later. For example, MapPages uses the return value of WalkPageTer to edit a page table entry. But that's not part of what WalkPageTer does. WalkPageTer never does anything with the page table entry besides return a pointer to it.
Isn't 34 the entry of the second level page table?
So this is, I'm saying that it happens that the value that it points to is this number. But that's not something WalkPageTer does, it just was set up that way, and WalkPageTer is just returning it.
It's not the result of WalkPageTer, it's the result of the something that results from the pointer.
Question, 34007 is not the return value of the function? Yeah, yes, it's what the return value points to. Okay, other questions, yes? It's what is the result I'm looking for? It returns a pointer to this page table entry. That's the information I expect.
So it's like a pointer to 0x0s in the design
case. It returns a pointer to wherever this entry is stored, which is not, yeah, which happens to have this number most likely, but. Okay, other questions? Question, are these values from the second level page table? Yes, because I told you. So this is just a table of the effective values. This is not how they're laid out in memory. Okay, so how about 2A? Someone tell me what the result is there. Yes. Okay, so it's a pointer to the third row. How about 2B? Yeah. It could make a new page table. If we don't actually know from the question if one is allocated or not for the address. Or actually probably is because it's probably part of the same second level page table that 0 and 1, 3 are. So it's this situation, right? The one we want is in here, right? It's going to be allocated. But it returns a pointer, making a new page table if necessary, to what? Yes.
Why would 2 not be a pointer to a thing +1?
Why is 2A different than 1? Because this address has virtual page number 2, page offset 345. So it's a different virtual page number, therefore a different page table entry.
Oh, are the virtual page numbers
not like split up by level? Is not like split up by level? It is split up by level, but this is a virtual address, not a virtual page number. So the function doesn't take a virtual page number, it takes a virtual address, which includes a page offset, which we don't use when looking up the page table entry. We use it afterwards to find out where in the page we are or that we find. Yes?
I'm just like, this is like confusing. Can you expand the 0x2345? It's just like confusing me. Wouldn't the first 20 bits still be 0 again? How long?
Wouldn't the first 20 bits still be 0? No. So if I wrote this out with 30, with a bunch of hex digits, we'd have 0x00002345, and this is 20 bits.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the implication of that? You're saying that everything belongs to the same first level page table between 0 and 0 and 0x00002345.
So everything, so the question, what's the intuition? So for walk page door, the most important thing is that I take a virtual address. It figures out the virtual page number from that and gets that second level page table entry. As for whether we need to allocate a new page table for that, that depends on if whether there's anything else in that range that the second level table handles that we will already have to have allocated. That's the thing we need to think about. Other questions? Yes.
Since the lower three hex digits of the offset, are we looking at the page number like 0x23, which means that it would be somewhere in the ellipsis?
Question, are we looking at the page number 23, which means somewhere in the ellipsis? Yes. And I just didn't draw this yet.
Okay.
But yes, this would go somewhere in the ellipsis. Okay. So let's talk about, for time reasons, give the answer for map pages. So map pages here. We take, this is starting at address, virtual address 1. So starting here, it's going to change 2 pages worth, 2000, which is 8 kilobytes of memory, to point to 55, physical address 55. So what's going to happen is we're going to make this be point to 55, be writable in user mode because I set those in the flags, and then we're going to crash because we have a check for something being already allocated. Yes? What is the 0x2000 here? This is a size in bytes, so 2000 hex bytes is 8 kilobytes, or 2 pages on our system. What does it exactly mean? So that's the number of stuff to map. So if we didn't have this be deallocated, what it would do is that, so what it wants to do, the sort of intention is that this would map these 2 pages, because that's 2, this here is 0x2000 bytes, which is what corresponds to that argument. So it doesn't specify a range, you're saying? It specifies a start and a size.
Yeah, but
how many entries should we go from the starting address? Based on, it should be number based on the size.
Yeah, that's
yeah. So question, are we making them all point to this physical address? No, we're making them point to that physical address, then that physical address plus 1 page, and so on. Yes?
Is the size, like the 0x200 argument for 3, is that like inclusive where if you made it 0, would it map 1, or would it make it 1?
Question, is the size inclusive? So I recommend only using sizes that are multiples of a page size, but it is If you make it 0, you'll do nothing, I think, but if you make it 1, it will do a whole page. Okay, so let's talk about briefly about some other functions. So we have two other functions here, alloc_uvm. This is used to allocate user memory. What does it do? It calls map pages a bunch. It just calls map pages in a loop, starting from one number going to another. That's all it does. And map pages sets a range of page table entries, assuming they aren't already set. Yeah. And the question is setting page table entries in the first level table. This sets in the second level table, but it allocates first level tables at second level tables as needed, which might set a first level table. So we're setting second level table entries, but sometimes we need to fill in a first level table entry to point to in a second level. It will do that.
Can you say that one more time?
Sometimes we need to fill in a first level table entry to point to a second level table entry. Okay. This will do that. Yes. Sorry?
So did the example start, so for the map pages example, it starts with 3. It started at 2, and did it go to 57?
It started at 1 and 55, and did 2 and 56. Because we went 2 pages. So it mapped 1 to 55, and it wants to map 2 to 56, except that if not already mapped. 2 to 56. Okay. So alloc_uvm is for allocating user memory. So it just allocates new page table entries and sets them with map pages. And what does it set them to point to? Well, it just allocates a new physical page here. So it uses kalloc to allocate a new physical page, and sets up a page table entry to point to it, and does this in a loop, one page at a time, starting at old size, going to new size. We also have alloc_kvm. Alloc_kvm is the function that creates a new page table and sets up the kernel part of the mapping. Remember that one-to-one part? That's where this is done. This also is where the first level page table is allocated. So alloc_kvm is the function which allocates a first level page table. So we saw a bunch of functions which allocate memory, and they do this kalloc k-free thing. So how does kalloc and k-free work? So kalloc is the physical memory allocator. It only allocates whole pages. When we saw a call to kalloc, it just took no arguments, because the size, unlike malloc, is always one page, no exceptions. And it keeps a linked list of free pages. You might say, where do we store this linked list? We store it in the free pages themselves. So we just use the memory of the free pages to store a next and a brief pointer, or just a next pointer. And at boot, we just set up this linked list. Okay, so that's how memory allocation works. So kalloc removes something from the linked list, kfree pushes something on the linked list. And each thing on the linked list is a free page in which is stored a next pointer. So questions on kalloc k-free? Yes, or alloc_kvm? Yeah.
Oh, not, sorry, it's not
kalloc. Or k-free? Yeah.
It's on something other than those two
topics. Okay. Other questions? Yeah.
What's the difference between kalloc and
alloc_kvm? So alloc_kvm creates a new set of page tables. It uses kalloc to do that, to get the memory for that.
Kalloc, you track on the linked.
So what? Does kalloc keep track of the linked list? Does kalloc keep track of, kalloc keeps track of the linked list itself, yeah.
But it doesn't add it to the first level and second level page table.
So this is separate from all the page table entries. This is a linked list of physical pages, basically. And this is where we get memory in XV6. When we want a memory, we want space to store a page table, we call kalloc. We want space to store user data, we call kalloc. This is where we get all the memory in XV6. By getting it a page at a time by calling kalloc, and kalloc gets it from this linked list. Yes?
I'm assuming you can review which of the functions work on first level page tables and which ones work on second level.
Question, which work on first and which work on second? So all these functions generally take a pointer to a first level page table, or in the case of alloc_kvm, return one. And generally, they're just editing second level page table entries, filling in a first level page, creating a new second level page table, and therefore filling in part of the first level when necessary. But for the most part, we're just editing second level page table entries, and these functions will handle filling in the first level for us as needed. Okay, so next time we'll talk about, we know these internal functions, we'll talk about how that corresponds to the user interface for accessing memory.